Yeah, I'll start with the three injuries. Ryan Pickett had a concussion. Brandon Sain also had a concussion. And Greg Jennings suffered a knee sprain. With that, I'll take your questions.
Do you have any idea the severity of Greg's injury at all at this point?
I do not have a feel for the severity of his injury. Dr. McKenzie's had a chance to evaluate him, but there's going to have to be further testing. Well, I think the final score represents my assessment. 31-0 at halftime. I was very impressed with our football team in all three phases in the first half. An opportunity to pretty much play everybody throughout the second half. Really, in my view, started with our defense, the ability to take the football away. I thought they were flying around. Did a good job, but particularly in situation defense and in the run game. And we felt that was the way they were going to come in and play us. Offense, we went no huddle exclusively the first half. That was our plan going in. I thought Aaron and the offense did an excellent job, best play available and getting the ball in the end zone. So special teams did a good job, particularly with the win, playing with the win, against the win, and so forth. So I thought we handled that very well with the ball placement and the coverage and so forth. And, I thought Randall did a nice job in the return game. But with that, 31-0 at halftime. We were in command of the game the whole second half. We feel good about the victory. Well, personally, when I get in a game like that, I just really just, you just want to play your guys, but you like to get the heck out of there. I mean, it's just, especially this time of year, game of football, it's definitely risk of injury. And so you just try to play smart and be smart with the clock and keep your players in clean plays. So, a number of those substitutions were playing before the game. Derek Sherrard and Marshall and Dietrich, we've been working that rotation really for 2 weeks. We went exclusively with Marshall and Dietrich up in New York, but we felt it was important to get all three of those guys in the different combinations we've been working into this game. We were able to accomplish that. A.J. Hawk, the plan for A.J. was to play in the second half. I had him on a pitch count for 30 reps. He was disappointed he didn't get to play, understandably so. A.J.'s a fierce competitor, but I just felt with the score being 31-0 that it was smart to give A.J. a chance to rest. So he'll be ready to go Wednesday. To answer your question?
When it was 31-0, it was a couple of times when Aaron Rodgers got hit. One where Curry landed on his leg on the reverse call, and then Orlando McClain sort of tossed him to the ground pretty hard. He came off the field at that point, and you guys chatted on the sideline. Were you talking to him at all about what you plan to do in terms of taking him out of the game at that point?
Not at that point. I think the third quarter, if I was going to draw a threshold when you pull your quarterback, it's usually after three quarters of play. But we start talking about as a staff in the middle of the third quarter. So, but we were not talking about that at that time.
Mike, you went away from home field advantage. Yep. Could you give us your thoughts on that?
Well, that's just talking about it outside before I came in here. It's all about Kansas City. This is the target. This is the next mile marker. Our goal is home field advantage all the way through. Make sure we're playing playoff games in Lambeau Field. So that I know that's where my mind's at. I don't think the players are quite there yet. We have a midnight roll, and I'm sure they'll enjoy this till midnight, hopefully only to midnight. But it's about the Chiefs. And to get the 14-0, we'll be able to accomplish that goal of home field advantage. Definitely, Ryan. He set the tempo with the long run there early. I would have liked to run Ryan a little more there, but got conservative once Brandon went down. Just the fact only having three running backs going into the game, and then being down to two. So, Ryan potentially could have had a very big game if he just was given more opportunities with attempts. But I just thought it was smart to play more of a control game with John Kuhn.
You said you went no huddle exclusively in the first half.
Correct.
The reason for that,
you're
trying to go up tempo.
Well, up tempo, it's we have a lot of time invested in our quarterback's outstanding at handling handling the no huddle, his play selection and his adjustments at the line of scrimmage. I think he was right on point again today. So he's smart with the football, and he has the best seat in the house. So once again, we talk about this every time we go no huddle, but he does a great job. Our players are in tune with it. We practice it every week. It's part of our practice structure. And, you know, we're playing at home. We knew, you know, our defense would have a chance to get out and jump on these guys and play with a home crowd. And it was important for us to get as many, you know, attempts at the plate. That was our mindset coming in. I'm not going to, that's football. I mean, it's, you know, to think that quarterbacks can go through the game and not get hit is not realistic. But, yes, you know, we played some different combinations of offensive linemen, and that's a little bit of a challenge. You talk to any good offensive line, and you got a chance to play five guys at the same time and have that cohesiveness, it definitely factors. So, but we'll look at it and grade it, and, you know, that's the way we play. We don't play scared.
Mike, other than injuries, is there anything that can stop your team?
Well, I mean, it's a game of football. You know, we have a lot of confidence in ourselves. We got to prepare each week. We got to get ready for the Chiefs. We had a chance to play them in the preseason. They're different than some, you know, some of these teams that we played with their situation with the new quarterback, and our defense is playing well. So the script doesn't change for us. You know, we go after it each week, and then by the time Friday rolls around, we focus on ourselves and get ready to play. So as long as we're taking care of things and keeping our focus on improving the quality of play, I don't think we can be beaten. You know, and you could have asked me that 6 years ago, I would have said the same damn thing. So I mean, that's the way we think around here. So we expect to win every time we take the field, and I would think any team in the NFL thinks that way. So we're playing well. Did a lot of good things today. You know, 46-16. That says a lot. It says a lot about our football team. I've been pleased with the adversity that this team has fought through. In the type of wins we've had, go back to last week in New York, but that was a significant win today, and that's what you're looking for, especially at home.
If you come down to the end of the season, you have games that no one, that nothing is riding on.
I'm sorry?
If you come down to the end of the season and you have games that nothing is riding on, do you have a philosophy on that, or is that a decision kind of a seat of the pants?
I think it's like any decision that you make. You don't fly by the seat of your pants. You look at all the information involved. You look at all the variables involved, and you look at the options. And that's what we do every week. And this week it's about beating the Chiefs and winning home field advantage all the way through. That'll be the mindset of our football team.
What was the difference between the defense today and the defense, for instance, last week?
I mean, last week's last week. We played a different offense, but they had a good week of preparation. They performed very well today. That's the difference I saw.
Thank you.